the upbuilding of this congregation and your greater church. The prayers of our hearts and these words we all pray in the name of Jesus Christ and to his glory. Amen. Article 5, Section C of our Federation Agreement says that a quorum consists of 10% of the active membership of the church for all meetings of the congregation. I counted up to the required 65, and I found that we have in excess of 65 active members in the congregation, so I do declare we have a quorum. There are two items of business that we need to bring before you. One is a report of the nominating committee, and the moderator of the nominating committee, John Mooney, is here, and you should all have copies of the nominating committee's report. But John, would you come up and use the lectern?
So for nominees for executive board, Michelle Johnson, UCC, Suzanne Mooney, Presbyterian, Ron Silver, UCC, Trish Fordyce, Presbyterian. Nominees for deacons, Jerry Varnold, Kathy Chittick, Kay Hewlin, Diane McCormick, Heather Wallstrom, Al Hedeman, Kara Long, Jane Rosenbaum, Jim Rosenbaum, Sonny Owen, and Janet Vaughn. And then nominees for nominating committee, Luke Sheely, UCC, Teresa Pfeiffer, Presbyterian, Debbie Treble, Presbyterian, and Carrie Bottrell, UCC. And then the nominee for clerk of the congregation is Joy Smith.
Okay. Do you wish to vote on these nominations in unison, or do you wish to take them en seriatim? If someone wishes to vote on them en seriatim, would you raise your hand or stand up, since I'm blind in one eye? We will vote on these as a whole. The nominating committee has made their nominations. I see no nominations from the floor. So all in favor of electing these individuals to their respective offices, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those who are opposed, please signify by saying yes. The motion carries. I have always, thank you, John, I've always wondered why is it that people say yes for both approve and to disapprove, and the reason I discovered through parliamentary procedure classes is that you can say a louder no than you can a yes, because that O has more volume in it. Our next item of business is the presentation of the recommended 2020 annual budget, and David Bailey, our treasurer, will present that for us.
Good morning. In the information that was handed out to you, you will notice that we have the proposed 2020 budget for the entire church. That budget includes not only the church operations, but the operations of also the preschool and the Life Together Center. We'll talk a little bit about that. In addition, you also have the breakdown of the budget for the preschool and the Life Together Center. I'll make a few brief comments and then open it up for any questions you may have prior to the vote on the acceptance of the budget. You can see the total revenue and expenses this year are proposed for 2020 of $1,314,299. It's a 3.3% increase over the previous year. Increase of a little over $42,000. In terms of pledge contributions, we're budgeting $675,000. It's a $2,000 increase over last year's budget of $673,000. far short of the 850,000 goal that we were shooting for. Having said that, I thought Bridget Mattson and Jamie Richardson ran a great campaign this year. We started out significantly below where we were last year. We had about five or six members of the congregation relocate, either because of work requirements, for retirement, or for family purposes. And that was about $40,000 of lost pledge income that we had to replace. As you know, the reason for the large ask for the $850,000 was to, number one, one of the priorities was to hire a youth director for our youth, someone to fill that position in a permanent role, and to increase our missions outreach, both in the community and internationally, and then also to increase our reserves, our general reserve fund. We wanted to increase that because at some point in the future, one of the major expenditures we'll be looking at is a new roof for the present building we're occupying right now, and that will be a fairly expensive endeavor, and we were trying to start to put back some money for that. Having said that, pleased with bringing forth a balanced budget today. We believe if December operations this year come into similar to last year's 2018, we should have some excess of a little over $100,000, we believe, are projecting to go into the general reserve this year, at the end of this year. We know the youth director was a big thing for our church and something that people really wanted. A number of people who increased their pledge indicated that they were giving for that. The executive board discussed this at their last meeting in detail and decided to go ahead and charge the Christian Education Committee with writing a job description for that position, trying to determine the amount of hours it would take, obviously estimating somewhere between 15 and 20 hours a week for someone to assume that role, come up with the job qualifications and the salary range. The board felt that the Christian Ed probably have that done sometime at the end of the first quarter of next year. And if we do actually have a carryover and are able to fund the general reserve to the tune of a little over $100,000, and that operations are going as planned in 2020, we would probably go ahead and seek to hire a youth director, at least start interviewing in the second quarter. Call your attention to the next budget, which is the Life Together Center. You can see, again, a balanced budget of $188,110 in total revenue, $188,110 in total expenses, with a little excess of $2,320 that we show as a transfer to the Life Together Center contingency fund. 2020 will be a historic year for the Life Together Center. It's the intent that the mortgage of that building will be paid off in 2020, anticipating to do that sometime in May or June. At that point in time, the Banwarts will have considered their obligation and pledge to be fully committed and done at that point in time, and certainly agree that they've done more than fulfill their pledge and commitment to the church that they made when we purchased that building. And then the last item, or the detailed budget, is for the preschool. Obviously, the tuition and fees drive the revenues. And then in terms of expenses, really it's the personnel expenses for the teachers that drive that. So total revenue anticipated of $236,439, and that's what the expenses are projected to be. So with that, conclude my remarks and open it up for any questions that anyone in the congregation might have.
I would ask if you have questions for Dave that you stand up, because I've only got one eye. He may have two eyes. I've only got one eye right now that I can see with, but it'd make it much easier if you'd stand, if you're able to stand, if not have the person sitting next to you stand up so that he could address any questions you may have. I see no one standing or waving desperately, even up in the balcony. I see you folks always look angelic because that light back there. The only thing I can see is heads. I can't see any faces. Even with two eyes, I can't see faces. So, would someone move the acceptance of the 2020 budget? I hear a motion, and is there a second? A second. All in favor of accepting or adopting the 2020 budget, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Also say yes. The motion carries. Is there any other? Thank you, David.
Thank you.
And thank you, John. Is there any other business that needs to come before us today that we are undocumented on? If not, I see no movement or anything, so I will close this with a word of prayer and encourage you to join in fellowship. By the way, I think is the Sing-Along Messiah this afternoon? Come back for the Sing-Along Messiah. We'll make sure that the back light is on. I heard that for the Orpheus concert, the back light was not on, so when it got dark, you weren't able to see the beautiful window behind us. We'll make sure that it's on. Let's close with a word of prayer together. Our Lord God, we ask for your blessing upon the decisions that we have made today. Bless whatever we set our hands upon and our hearts toward. We offer prayers of thanksgiving for those men and women who have been nominated and elected, selected by you through the voice of this congregation to assume positions of leadership and ministry. Give them an extra portion of your spirit as they take on this yoke of leadership. Be with us as we go our separate ways. Grant to us safe journeys. And when our day draws to an end, grant to each one of us a restful night's sleep. In your name we pray, amen. The meeting is adjourned, and thank you for your for being present. Thank you very much.
December the 24th.
and children.